Hello, this is Duncan Newcomer. Welcome to Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. In giving freedom to the slave, we assure freedom to the free. This seems like a complicated thing to say. What was he talking about? This is a speech to Congress, making clear to them in December of 1862 that on the first day of 1863, January 1, he would sign the Emancipation Proclamation. So freeing the slaves, he said, was to have a freeing effect on us, who are already free. How does this New Year's boomerang work? It goes to the heart of Lincoln as a spiritual person. He saw that we who think we are free, legally free, are not free as long as we are bound up in a nation that allows human bondage. This is a moral and spiritual insight based on Lincoln's experience in seeing slavery. He had grown up surrounded with slavery. On his raft boat journey to New Orleans, on a steamboat trip from Cincinnati, he saw, right before his eyes, men by the dozen chained together like fish on a line. He knew what seeing that and being a part of that meant to him, about him, and he hated it. And he knew he was a guilty part of it. Lincoln also observed slave owners. He knew, for example, that slave owners didn't allow their children and families to socialize with slave traders. Why? Because they were ashamed, he said. Slave traders were indeed low life, and even as they were needed to keep the economy going. And brutal police and military force was needed to keep this wretched business going. So hatred, guilt, shame, and brute force, these were the spiritual trappings of the so-called free, the whites. So who was Lincoln really freeing with his New Year's Day proclamation? From a legal point of view, the black slaves, of course. From a moral and spiritual point of view, he was also freeing the white slave owners and the nation, North and South, deeply involved in and benefiting by slavery. Lincoln proposed to Congress that they requisition $400 million, to pay back the Southern land and people owners. He thought it only fair. The law had for a long time said that these people were legally property and had been paid for. Lincoln thought they should be paid back. Congress was not so fair and generous. But it was a ransom for us as well, a cost in dollars as there would be in blood for our freedom. As Martin Luther King Jr. was to say 100 years later, justice denied anywhere diminishes justice everywhere. Abraham Lincoln was a spiritual man who continues to teach and to inspire us, even down to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.